wouldn't bring his family against them. I don't think. I think there's so many people who've done so much for you.
We've done enough for him. He's not. But Byrd, whenever he's willing to come, should come, in my opinion. If the Chief Justice of the United States comes with that, then people want to see him. But you think, all right, well, if you do that, then don't tell him that, though.
Don't tell him. Just invite him to it.
I would invite him.
See, let's see if it ever be so that somebody, some stupid bunny, can say, well, we have one person who's automatic.
And if you make him automatic, then that has, in the past, implied that that entitles him to bring anybody else that he has around that is lonely. And you don't want that. You should control the guests. When you invite the Chief Justice, it should be he and Mrs. Berger who are invited, not all their kids.
And we'll say that in the future.
Lost relatives.
Yeah, because then, you see what was happening. These people were paying on their social obligations by bringing people to your event rather than our being able to pay your
event. So the evenings at the White House, I think, would be great. The way off, though, that I think that can be supplemented, if I may say so, with regard to the contributors, will be that other people will give early dinners. Or would you agree? Or maybe they won't want to go to dinners. They have to eat dinner. But we figure we owe it to her.
to the...
John Craig, great boss.
He did a lot of job before, too. He's always done. His wife is a lot better, more attractive.
Mrs. Crable. They'll be a good boss. Oh, good. Crable will work.
But I don't want, if everybody else is good.
Let me tell you what I thought. I went by the way,
party and be in green guests and all that.
Right.
He ought to be working. He's your head staff guy. He is not the substitute host at that point.
That's exactly right.
Now you look at China, Russia, England, France, Germany.
They never had the wife in the same car.
It's a cheaper protocol. It's not equal of yours.
No. The cheaper protocol was a working guy.
In the car with the foreign guests. I'm the foreign guest. I'm in there in the car.
step aside. He should be discreetly outside the door on top of everything so that if something comes up, he can deal with the problem. And, you know,
your car says the chief now. You may have to say that, of course.
Or the chief, if he's zeroed in right.
Well, I would think, let me use an example.
If it were Borman, for instance, I'd have him in there.
I would, well, yes. But my basically, I'm not sure. I think you've got to realize, don't ever start the business where they're equal.
That's right.
What I think is that you have quotas and assistant chief protocol. Let him bring them to the damn dinner. He brings them to the dinner, and he has to deal with them that he's got to walk in front or sideways or back ass or get in the pictures. We always have that problem with the mouse factors. We also want to get a picture.
But it depends on the attitude of the guy. If without personalizing it, if I were the chief of protocol, you would have no problem. I would stay out of the way.
If Henry were the chief of protocol,
he'd be in the middle of every conversation. So it's a difference in the person and the way they're characterized themselves, not just their own social standing and all that sort of thing.
You have to deal with the chief. I just wonder if the position is such that we really ought to take an in-house kind of a person that we are more dependent on.
Well, there's a lot of value to doing that, rather than a financial thing.
And basically somebody who recognizes that he's there to serve and not to be a big shot. Wiley Buchanan was the same way. He had to be in every picture. And he did a lot of good, but he still had to be in the pictures. But
I tell you, we didn't have the problem. The kind of guy who would be the absolutely superb chief of protocol is Dwight Chapin.
Yeah.
But use him as a staff guy. Forget about the fact he doesn't have any money and can't entertain guests and take care of all that. But let him run it as he ran the tours.
That's what you really need. How about tours? Could he do it?
Yes. He doesn't have the class to do it, though. I don't think
he doesn't.
No.
What do you mean?
He just doesn't.
Hard to define, but he doesn't. He's a very good worker, and he's terrific, but you...
Really? I didn't know that. I don't see him.
It isn't that. It's just there's just a certain one. But he just doesn't have the class.
Well, let's pick another person out of the advancement. I saw some very good looking guys.
Well, we have some.
You've got them there also, because White is there. The White isn't working.
Jesus, we get this young guy Meeker, who would be sensational.
I recommend that we don't have to. I don't want to debate anybody.
There's no time.
You get the next one.
It depends on the guy, but you're right.
Most financial contributors, if they are going to be in that top list, are going to feel that they...
It's a service of it. I think your idea, they should come to the dinner separately, is that, and then have the assistant, like a coach. He comes, rides in the lead car, or even the front seat, or whatever you want to do. Probably in the lead car. Then he gets up and says, here, in fact, it's ridiculous, let me say, for him to get out and present these people to me. I've already met them. So that's another thing, prospect. You come up to me. I already, well, see,
smoke out on a man.
A smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so young.
Is he?
He's a head of an advertising agency, and he's probably going to make it.
That's right.
That's different than Herb Brownell's action in calling a contributor and saying, don't give any money.
But it's also different, let's face it, from John Whitley and that bunch.
That's right.
That's right.
Let me tell you that I remember one time when the Ruys wanted to give Nick something, I forgot what it was worth, a certain amount of money, and he said, no, no, put it in the Nixon campaign. And he was around in between 1964 and...
But anyway, we broke in a pick on that.
I know.
I don't know whether he could get Nick something else. I even thought that he could make it faster.
I think he's happy where he is now, isn't
he? He won't be in the mid-block. I'm sure of
that. Really?
Well, particularly a younger guy.
Yeah, that's right.
A younger guy, and of course, if there are no more coaches, he wouldn't be either. He'd be a good ambassador.
Yeah, right. I think you could easily.
Somewhere.
And I think, for old friends' sake, if you talk about getting something to Jim Reynolds, Nick really, in my opinion, deserves a hell of a lot more than Jim Reynolds. He, you remember, was our quote, one advanced man in the whole primary period in that damn 1562 campaign. Ran over that damn statement into those lousy little hotels we had to stay in. Did the most horrible error, handled everything, grasped everything, he did a hell of a job. And he must remember that kind of thing.
Is there anything else in the government?
I wonder if Nick would have a problem with confirmation. Maybe that's that FBI stuff on him fooling around here.
Oh, yeah.
He's with girls.
Drinking. He does.
Oh, that's right. Drink for a year. Girls, he has an alcoholic problem.
Yeah, well, this
it isn't an alcoholic.
He goes to it roaring drunk. Yeah, he gets so off. He gets drunk and gets very rough. That's why, you know, Nick in 62 didn't drink at all. But then,
tried to pull a thing on him on me with some record stuff, and I've had it suppressed, but I'm not sure if he went to confirmation. If we can, I guess we can. I don't know if they can get at that or not.
Not if there's anything else in the government that...
Well, I'm kind of complaining or something. I don't think I wouldn't risk that FBI general. I remember that now.
Yeah, he does drink.
Well, he's been drunk abroad, bro. That's the problem. They call him over there. And he gets real rough. That's why he doesn't drink when he's on a job.
Yeah, that probably brought good Earl, too.
Right, he's good Earl, right? Good Earl in the long run. That's the problem many people have.
It's just the problem of...
I wouldn't say that they celebrate, they
have a good time. And they really...
Well, I saw Nick once in the yard at 21, I remember, in 63 or 64. And he was probably in the it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
But he was... Yeah. Well, I mean, he was not out with me, and I saw him, and he really around. But he was a spectacle, basically.
That's too bad.
And that's what they were calling.
Well, they put it on because his half-brother was an alcoholic.
Was he?
His half-brother runs the place now. Upper State New York.
Yeah.
But maybe there's something, if you could think of something, and what about something with USIA that maybe you could have approval?
What
do you mean
USIA?
Well, there are loads of posts in USIA that people get that don't have to have approval. If you wanted to go overseas, or maybe right over
here. Let me check. It may not be that there's a problem on confirmation.
You can just see whether or not there's anything in the record as we get out. That's the whole point.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want something to get hurt.
And those bastards on the Foreign Relations Committee are...
Oh, boy.
But they can't get any of our State Department appointments. Sure, they won't consider. Cobra won't receive for hearings or anything until the administration has explained the Vietnam War to his satisfaction.
You know, when these people die
of heart attacks
every day that old Matt lives on, it just doesn't seem right. He's so bad.
Well, fortunately, we can put these people in his acting camp.
I don't know if we can use him as acting, whether we've officially done that, I don't know, but we're just going to
sure that's Percy's got a lot of building money, I think.
Well, he's on that committee, too. Now, what do people want? Higher taxes, if they want to subdivide blocks and how they have to be involved.
Depending on how they might, just as long as they can let the garbage stand up in the hall and break the windows.
Shoot a few whites in the window.
Yeah.
But you cannot believe, expect any discipline. When you allow people like the Percys and the Saxbys and others to do that, and then have a fellow like Henry, or for that matter, anybody else down here, see them before you see one of our supporters.
John Tower, John Stennis.
Exactly.
John Tower, John Stennis.
Louisiana,
Johnson.
You know who voted the other way on the thing? You sent a note over to
Joe. All three of them did. I mean, we had three. We got three votes there that we picked up, basically, from an ideological standpoint. The guy from Louisiana who voted with us, no one ever voted against us. None. Georgia voted with us. That jackass, Ken Farrell, voted the other way. And, interestingly enough, the fellow from Kentucky,
life is gone.
and running.